So we want, you're going on vacation. Where are you going?
Tulum.
Tulum. Where is that?
I mean, I would love if you'd guess.
Well, I know Mexico, but where?
It's
west, east?
It's east, but it is actually still in the central time zone.
All right.
So, yeah, you ever heard of cenotes?
No.
I'll show you later. They're like caves.
Is it anywhere near Cancun?
Yes.
Okay.
I think.
Well, I know where that is.
Yeah, it's pretty close, actually. Very close. So cenotes are just like these little caves that have waterfalls in them, and very cool.
All right.
Kind of the draw.
Make some baby?
Brother, I wish.
Skeet a little
that's
bit.
Right. You can. All right, let's do a Kemp spin because you're leaving, and we haven't done this in a while.
Guess
we want to do it like quarterly. Have we done this twice before, Blake?
Yeah, that's it.
So we've been on together over a year and a couple months, mm-hmm. 14 months, and we've only done two of these best of Kemp spins. So, of course, everybody knows Kemp spin, Jake's uncanny ability to hear a name, and in his Rolodex will pull out just some kind of a, what would we call it, nefarious note?
CD.
Yeah.
Legal or otherwise.
A dead spinny type thing. A Kemp spin.
At some point, this is going to blow up. But
so Blake gave me a list. He wanted to do an all sports edition.
Ooh.
Because, you know, we're into sports.
Love it.
And I have pared down his all 50, his 50 top sports things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to at least, in our time here, get through all the Dallas-connected ones.
Okay.
But there might be more. For instance, Odell Beckham really stands out to me when I look at this description. Do you have an Odell Beckham Jr. Kemp spin? Oh, so our thing is, Jake has mentioned these on the air somewhere in the past 14 months. Does he remember? Can he just pull this out very quickly? Can you remember, what did you say about Odell Beckham Jr., Kemp Spinney?
Wasn't it related to number two?
Indeed it was. It says here. You want to say?
I don't know if you can. Like, I don't know how I phrased this at the time.
He wanted a girl to
yeah.
send him a video of her number two and yeah. to not shower before they met.
Yeah. So I guess that's how you say it.
There's always a way to say anything.
Sure. Well, most things.
But most yes, things.
Yeah, that's... That's how I recall that, yeah.
Okay, but that's not cowboy related.
Yeah.
Or Dallas related.
That's a division.
Is Von Miller Dallas related?
DeSoto's own.
Okay.
I believe he was threatening a woman on Instagram over her not having an abortion.
There you go. Yeah. Look at that. It says here, wanted his Kemp Instagram fan. Hooker girlfriend to get an abortion. I'll also read you what Blake wrote. How about this? This is kind of close to you. Two involving Texas Tech. One, Texas Tech fans. Why are they Kemp spinned?
Because they all have STDs.
No.
Okay, Texas Tech fans.
Think of a singular moment.
Bob Knight, sit down. I don't know. I'm going to miss this one. What did I say?
First, I'll just give you rip down a goalpost. What did they do with the goalpost?
So that was actually against A&M back in the late 90s. They rammed a goalpost into the A&M family section, and it actually hit a... I think he was the Attorney General of Texas at the time. And, like, actually hit him with the goalpost. That was a big deal at the time.
There you go.
Kemp fan.
I also have one here on the Texas Tech horse.
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. The Texas Tech horse once ran into a concrete wall and died. I don't think there's video of it, but people knew.
But it's good for you to
people
laugh
there
at that,
saw
huh?
it, yeah.
Mark Teixeira. We're finding some...
Yeah, no.
Kryptonite.
Yeah, of course.
Mark says here two things on him. One, who he married. Says here, married a much older lady.
That's wrong. That's Jared Saltalamacchia.
Oh, so Blake's note-keeping is wrong.
Yeah, Jared Saltalamacchia married his high school gym teacher. I don't think Teixeira married a much older lady, unless I may be wrong there, but I don't think that's him.
He wrote on Mark Teixeira, much older lady. He had to make sure it was okay with her to hang out longer at ticket stuff.
Okay, that's definitely Jared Saltalamacchia.
Okay.
So that's not on me.
Well, Blake's never heard of either of those players.
You remember that, though, right? That story? Vaguely?
Vaguely.
Okay, so
I do remember the older lady married.
That's not on me.
Well, I don't know if we can even say this one. Jesse Holly?
Yeah, so Jesse Holly blocked me on Twitter. He is the OU Had a Read guy.
Former Cowboy, yeah.
Yeah, he when Romo was playing for the Mavericks, if we can all remember that day, he screenshot a video of Romo looking down, surprised, and had a tag that said, and dump this if you have to, but it just said, when you get it in her hair. That's what he said.
It could be anything.
Yeah, anything.
Anything.
Hairspray.
Like the, what was the movie? Something About Mary? Mary?
You know what movie it was. So yeah, I like, you know, retweeted it and he was not happy about that.
Former Cowboy Mark Tooney?
Oh, geez. The hair on. Speedball.
That's how he died. Former Cowboy Marion Barber III.
Went into a church with a gun. I believe he was arrested that day. Had some issues from being Marion the Barbarian.
And then, I don't know, is this Jake? Well, it's Mark Colombo.
He was in Free Reign.
Yes.
The metal band with Big Leonard Davis.
There's a note here. It says he wouldn't admit the name of his first band,
which was Black Muff. You really drilled down on that one at training camp whenever you talked to him. And then, if you may remember, last year he was fired from the Giants, and it was alleged that he got an actual physical altercation with Joe Judge. That was, I believe, the...
Well, that's an extra one there.
The turning point for his employment.
And I'm going to end with two different ones just that I liked, okay, that were interesting. Jim Bob Cooter.
Jim Bob Cooter, I believe he was either a GA at Tennessee or an assistant and drunkenly crawled into a woman's window and was, like, in bed with her when she called the cops. And then was able to not only overcome that, but being named Jim Bob Cooter.
Right.
To have a fairly successful coaching career.
Yeah, Jim Bob Cooter, his henchman, his name is Jim Bob Cooter.
Sure.
And finally, the WWE virtual crowd.
Oh, my goodness. So during the pandy, the WWE did a crowd of like, you know, I don't even know, like 500 monitors around the ring. And one of the people on a monitor had a Klan hood on. And maybe somebody else was showing child pornography or something.
Yes, I have here, had KKK fan in crowd.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I haven't totally lost it.
Our third edition of Best of Kemp Spin.
Kemp Spin.
And we wanted to do that today, the day before Jake heads off to a place in Mexico that he's shaming me for not knowing exactly where it is on the map. Let's do some 130 news next.